this was a situation where this individual survived amazingly, and thanks to the awareness of the truck driver, the garbage truck driver, that was able to hear the pounding and the yelling and stop the compactor before this individual is actually crushed.
Jack, the thing that I find a little surprising is that we're talking about this on May 2. I wouldn't be surprised if this was, say, February 2, when people are trying to find any place to get at least a little warmth.
Right. You know, I think what it had to do with is the fact that it was raining and, you know, a cold rain, and this individual didn't have anywhere to go, and had just come into the Holland area recently from what we determined. And so, you would expect it more in the winter time, but, yeah, this individual chose to be in there just to get out of the rain from what we understand.
Is this a criminal situation, or is just simply a wrong place, wrong time situation?
You know, technically, it could be considered trespassing to be in a dumpster because it's not, you know, it's on private property. It's considered to be someone else's property. But, you know, that's not something that we're looking at from a standpoint of, you know, pursuing any charges.
Now, I understand the man whose name we're not going to identify, he's at Holland Hospital for treatment of some injuries. Is this a case where perhaps Daryl Bartlett over at the Holland Rescue Mission would be notified after everything is done?
You know, that's something that we would, would look into, and the officers are still, you know, the individuals being treated at the hospital.